You are about to do work most people will never do, because most people are waiting for plan-level certainty before they will sketch even one square foot of the architecture they would build if no costume was required. The waiting is the trap. Plan-level certainty is information you do not have access to until you operate at a higher altitude, and you do not reach the higher altitude until you start drawing the sketch from where you are. Module 3 is the work of sketching, not planning. Not designing the finished architecture. Sketching. Drawing what you can see now, in the 5 domains, with full permission to be wrong. Full permission to revise. Full permission to leave the unclear parts unclear. The sketch is the operating surface. Each version reveals what the next version needs to be. The work is not the perfect sketch. The work is the practice of sketching. And the practice is what produces the higher altitude where phase 2 and phase 3 become possible. I want to walk you slowly into the work and vocation domain, because for most architects, this is where the costume runs deepest, and the sketching produces the most leverage. Think about your work, your actual work, the specific shape of how you spend the hours you spend in exchange for income or meaning or both. Now ask, how much of that shape is a costume? How much of it is the version of work you took on because it was available, because it produced safety, because it earned recognition, because it kept the people who needed you to be a certain way satisfied? Some of it might be costume. Some of it might be aligned. The audit doesn't require you to declare the whole thing wrong. It asks you to find the part that is costume. Now ask the sketching question. What work would you do if the costume was off? Not what you should do. Not what would impress someone. Not what your parents would approve of. The work you would actually do if no costume was required to do it. Most people ask this question for the first time, hit a wall. The wall is the costume's resistance. The costume has organized your sense of what work is, what it looks like, what it pays, what it costs in social standing. And the costume does not want you to imagine work outside its frame. Stay with the wall. The wall is not the limit. The wall is information about where the costume operates. Notice what comes up when you imagine work outside the costume. The body resistance. The immediate. But how would that pay? The immediate. But what would people think? That resistance is the costume holding the architecture in place. Now ask the deeper version. What use value would you generate that the world would pay for if the costume was off? Not the work you would do for free as a hobby. The work you would do for free that the world would also pay for. Well, if you let it. That is the sketch's depth question. Sit with it. The most common failure of Module 3 is collapsing the sketch into a plan. The runner reads the prompt, panics, tries to write a complete deterministic forecast. What work, what timeline, what salary, what title, what next 5 years? Don't. The sketch is not the plan. The sketch is what you can see right now, drawn down so you can see it more clearly tomorrow. Permission to be wrong. Permission to revise. Permission to leave the unclear parts unclear. If you write, I would do work that helps people understand their own architectures in some form I can't fully see yet. And the first move I can take from here is to write a 500-word piece about what I learned in Module 1. That is a complete sketch. Entry. The fact that you can't yet see whether that becomes a book, a course, a coaching practice, or something else entirely is fine. The sketch updates as you operate. A simple rule. If the entry feels good to write because it's safe and abstract, you are still in plan avoidance. If the entry feels uncomfortable because it commits to a small concrete first move you actually have to take this month, you are at the sketch. The architecture takes versions. Module 3 produces version 1 of your sketch. The surface from which phase 1's integration document gets composed, and phase 2's adversarial systems work gets directed. Version 1 is not the architecture. It is the operating surface that makes version 2 visible. There is a level where you operate continuously in sketch mode. Every domain has a current sketch. Every sketch has a current first move. Every first move surfaces the next layer of the sketch. From that level, you are not waiting for clarity in order to act. You are acting in order to produce clarity. That is sovereignty in design. The path to that level is the depth and honesty you bring to these 7 days. When this recording ends, take what you have just heard into your sketch prompt. Whichever domain you are sketching today, carry the sketch not plan rule with you. Write what you can see now with full permission to revise. If the sketch feels uncomfortable, it is honest. If the sketch feels safe and abstract, the costume is still organizing it. Save what you write. Reread it tomorrow. The next layer often becomes visible only on the second pass. That is what this companion is for.